very useful for us when we develop our concluding observations. However, I do have some follow-up questions. The first has to do with the state of emergency. We are aware, of course, of the context of violence, and in particular, violent crime and crimes perpetrated by the gangs. This is, of course, a very serious threat in the state party. It's a very, has a very great, grave impact on the restoration of democracy and order. Is there a possibility of overturning this state of emergency because the militarization of the military, militarization of crime, of the fight against crime can only in the end worsen matters and escalate human rights violations. It could even breathe strength into some of the gangs. So that's a question that I would be pleased to hear a response to, perhaps in written form. Now I have a second question. It has to do with discrimination, and in particular discrimination against women. You have noted, Madam Head of Delegation, you have indicated in your statement that you have created victims shelters for victims of sexual violence in particular. These shelters, are they operational? Are they up and running? Perhaps you can provide us with the number of victims that have been received by these shelters, preferably broken down by gender, and also broken down by the type of harm they have suffered. Are these shelters covering at least a significant portion of the territory of the state party? Now, another question on violence. My colleague Carlos Gomez has asked a great deal on the matter of discrimination against women. I have an additional question. Are there former systematic policies in place that are creating this discrimination, or are there also sociocultural factors that explain this discrimination and violence committed against women? I would ask the delegation if it might to provide responses, oral responses, or written responses in the time periods that have been established to this end. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. El Jaiba. Thank you for your remarks. We will now hear from the next speaker. Mr. Quesada, the floor is yours.